Hey everybody, it's Maria Boynton talking about Florence, the storm threatening the East Coast, and AAA is urging drivers to prepare now for strong storms and rainfall. With us now is Garrett Townsend, spokesman for AAA. Garrett, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. So in situations like these, when you've got these major storms coming on, it's not a regular rainfall. We can be inundated with water. What are some of the things you tell people?
You know, heavy rainfall can create very dangerous driving conditions. So you really have to adjust your typical driving style.
And when you say adjust your typical style, what do you mean by that?
Well, for instance, drivers should decrease their speed, increase the following distance, and in order to be more visible to others, make sure that you turn your headlights on.
We're talking to Garrett Townsend with AAA. Heavy rainfall, of course, can create dangerous driving conditions with little to no visibility. And motorists are being told, as you heard Garrett, to adjust their typical driving style. And the statistics say that nearly 1.2 million traffic crashes occur each year on wet pavement.
Yeah, that's correct. It's certainly nothing to mess around with. And really, there's things that you can do to make sure that you stay safe in conditions like this.
What preparations should folks be making if you're out there driving? Are there kits and supplies they should have in their cars?
You know, we always recommend a vehicle emergency kit. That can include things like flashlight, extra batteries, umbrellas, ponchos, just some of the things you normally would expect when you're driving in rainy weather, and just in case you get stuck.
So if you're out there driving and you come across a huge lake of water, basically in the roadway, what do we do? Do we push through it? What do we do?
Certainly, you want to avoid a situation like that. There's no way to tell how deep the standing water is. And certainly, driving through it can cause a vehicle to stall, which will result in severe damage to your vehicle. So avoid it if you can. If you do find yourself in a situation like that, don't try to start the car and don't remain in the car.
In terms of the time of day or night that you're driving during these conditions, I'm sure you have a recommendation for that as well.
You know, when we're in extreme weather like that, the best thing to is avoid it. Don't get out there and drive at all. But if you have to, these precautions are really crucial to make sure that you get to your destination, hopefully, which is home, safely.
Been talking to Garrett Townsend with AAA. Garrett, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.